Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And what do you call the night before Halloween? Do you order takeout or carryout? Is there a word for the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the road? The way you answer those questions could be a pretty good indicator of what part of the United States you come from. Our next guest wrote an interactive dialect quiz for the New York Times in 2013. The quiz received over 350,000 responses, so maybe it's no surprise that now there's a book. With us now is Josh Katz, a graphics editor at the Times and author of Speaking American, How Y'all Use and You Guys Talk, a visual guide. And he joins us today to talk about the American version of English, including its many dialects. Hi, Josh. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I don't know if you heard about this, but the phrase Speaking American, the title of your book, came up in a Boston Globe interview last week in which a Trump supporter spoke of his plans to police the polls on Election Day. He said, I'll look for, well, it's called racial profiling, Mexicans, Syrians, people who can't speak American. So what does speaking American mean? And did you notice that when it went by in the news last week?
I did. And I mean, when we came up with the title for the book, it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek with the idea of speaking American. But we wanted to explore this idea of American English and all of the different versions of American English that you see throughout the country. So that was really the idea behind the title.
And you actually wrote, speaking American doesn't always mean speaking English. Literally?
Literally. So the book focuses on English, but we did want to acknowledge the fact that there's a huge portion of the country that doesn't speak English at home, most of whom speak Spanish.
So listeners, we're going to open up the phones, and I want you to call in with one example of how you speak American wherever you grew up and how that's maybe different from the way other Americans speak American. So we can get pretty, you know, hyper-local on this if you want. If you grew up speaking American in Queens and there's one example of that that you want to give us that might have been different from the way people grew up speaking American in the Bronx, that's fine, the either side of the Whitestone and Throgs Neck Bridge dialects. Or if you grew up in New Jersey somewhere and it's a little different, or maybe you grew up in the Midwest or the West or the South in the United States, just call up and give one quick example of the many ways that you might have grown up speaking American that was unique to your part of the country or your part of the city. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And while we do that, we'll just go down the list with Josh Katz of some of the things that he highlights in his book. Okay, Josh, you ready?
Hit me.
And here's a local one. Some people say garage sale or yard sale. In Connecticut, it's a tag sale. But New York City has a unique kind of sale. Do you remember?
I do. So that is the stoop sale, because in New York, as I'm sure you know, we don't really have garages or yards. So if we want to sell all our stuff, put it out on the stoop, wait for people to walk by.
All right. So that's if you live in a building with a stoop. Elsewhere in the area, do you mow the lawn, cut the grass, or mow the grass? Why are those different?
I mean, personally, I would always mow the lawn. But yeah, so mow the lawn, cut the grass, mow the grass are the three big ones that you see.
And I grew up in a house, and we used to say mow the lawn, but some people wouldn't understand that, or just cut the grass. Where do they say those other ones?
It's not so much that people wouldn't understand them, and I should say with everything in the book, it's rare that you'll see a sharp division between one place where every single person says one thing, yeah, and another place where every single person says the other thing. It's more that one form will be more common in one place versus the other. So someone's still going to understand what you mean if you said that somewhere else, but one version or the other is usually more commonly heard.
All right, here's a good one, and I've certainly experienced this having lived in a few different places around the country. The word hoagie versus hero versus the sub, or even a wedge or a grinder, and there might even be more.
Yeah, so that one is very near and dear to my heart because I grew up, I don't know if you can tell, I grew up in South Jersey outside Philadelphia, where that sandwich is definitely a hoagie, but that's rare. In most of the country, it's a sub. And in and around New York, you might hear Hero. In Westchester County, you might hear called a wedge. Out in New England, you might hear grinder. And so, yeah, the different names for that sandwich is one of the more fun things in the book for me.
You ready for some listener examples? Nicole in Greenwich. Hi, Nicole. You're on WNYC.
Hi. So I grew up in Seattle, where we called that thing you put your wallet in and your comb and everything goes over your shoulder a purse. And then I moved to New York City, and people were talking about handbags and even more bizarrely, pocketbooks. Totally confusing to me for years.
That's a good one. Is that in the book?
That's not in the book, and that's a great example. And actually, one of the really fun things about this subject is this book ends up being like 200 pages of all of these different, you know, regional quirks of language, and you can easily just write a sequel right away because it's this really never-ending subject of all of these different language quirks that people have.
Julia in Brooklyn, originally from Fresno, California, has one. Hi, Julia.
Hi. So, yeah, I grew up in Central California, Fresno, California, and out there when you smoke pot, you smoke out, but when I moved here, people say we smoke up.
All right. Smoke out or smoke up. Now, when you go to the restaurant to pick up food, Josh, is it takeout or carryout?
Right. So for me, that's definitely takeout. But there's an area in the middle of the country where you're more likely to hear carryout, and also, oddly enough, in Washington, D.C.
Harry in Forest Hills, you have a story from a diner in Nebraska?
Sure. It was the early 1970s. I was traveling across country with some friends. There were some women at the other table, so we joined tables, and there were a combination of teachers and stewardesses, and one of them said, "Oh, you're from New York." And I said, "How could you tell?" And she said, "You use vowels." And I said, "What?" And she said, "Vowels." Then she said, "A-E-I-O-U." And I said, "Oh, you mean vowels." And she said, "There, you did it."
Thank you very much. And there are a number of words, maybe you have another example, where the number of syllables in the word actually changes.
Right. So the biggest example of that is probably what I would call caramel, but some people might call caramel. Huh. So like a caramel apple. And that will be either two or three syllables, depending where you are in the country.
We have another smoking one from Angel in Greenwich. Angel, you're on WNYC.
Yeah, I grew up in Chicago, and we would go to the grocery store and put our stuff in a bag. Well, I moved to Kansas City, and the first time I went to a grocery store, they said, "Would you like a sack with that?"
Oh.
And it caught me off guard because in Chicago, a sack was referring to drugs. So I was like, I'm dumbfounded.
Thank you very much. Nicole, boy, we're getting so many from Greenwich. I don't know why. This is our third call already from Greenwich. Hi, Nicole. Oh, we did you already. That's why. Okay. So back to Josh. Some of these are so local. Like in Manhattan, you point out, you're more likely to hear someone say firefly. And in Staten Island, more people say lightning bug.
Yeah, that's right. So the firefly-lightning bug distinction is one where New York kind of falls right on the boundary between those two areas where people are more likely to call it a lightning bug versus where they're more likely to call it a firefly. And you can actually see those differences within or between the different boroughs, which I thought was really interesting.
Josh in South River, New Jersey, but originally from Erie, PA. Hi, Josh. You're on WNYC.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay. What you got?
So, yeah, Erie, Pennsylvania, my hometown, is just over the border of the Soda Pops Divide, which I think you can confirm. I think it's located at Pittsburgh. I was raised drinking pop, and when I moved to Brooklyn, boy, I never did anything that got weirder stares than asking for a pop.
Yeah, that's true. And I grew up in New York, and then I lived in Ohio for a little while, and people said pop, and I was like, what? And I had to learn.
Yeah, that one's a great example of one where that's a very common experience. People who grew up saying pop will then move to kind of the Northeast or the West where they say soda, and the reactions that they'll get from when people hear them call it pop will be so strong that they end up code switching. So we'll start calling it soda, but oftentimes if they return home, we'll revert back and start calling it pop again.
So we could go on like this all day. I'll ask you one more from the weird stuff category of your book. Is there a word for the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the road, since I teased that in the introduction?
So that one depends on where you are from. In Cleveland and parts of Ohio, they'll call that the tree lawn. Most of the country doesn't have a word for it. For whatever reason, I grew up calling it the county strip, which I don't think is a regionalism, and I may have just made up. But yeah, in Cleveland, it's the tree lawn.
Well, this book is so much fun. And Josh Katz is going to be doing a project with Studio 360, collecting different ways of speaking American from around the country. So you'll be hearing him with Kurt Anderson in the coming weeks on Studio 360, doing this a little more in depth. Thanks for doing some of it with us. It was really great.
Thanks so much.
Josh Katz's new book, Speaking American, How Y'all Use and You Guys Talk, a visual guide. And the book is very visual, too, which we didn't even get into, but it's fun to look at as well as fun to read. Josh, thank you very much.
Thanks.